Dear Internet.
Welcome to Dear Internet, the show where a group of friends come together to answer the internet's wildest questions. This week, we're talking about a first kiss faux pas, a beetle who's completely out of line, and getting smacked in bed. I'm Jennifer Cheek, and with me is Tim Manning.
Hello, Jennifer.
Michael DeMauro.
Hello, Jennifer.
And Nick Bristow.
Hello, Jennifer.
Happy Sunday afternoon, boys.
Hello.
We were all just chatting before we started recording about our experiences with the library.
Shout out the library.
No, it's funny, yeah. Michael, that you talked about being at the library because I was just renewing my library card because I'm trying to read fucking Dune. Mm. But guess what? Everybody else subscribed to the damn St. Louis Public Library is trying to read it too. I can't get that line.
No. I wonder what that is.
But I just feel like you gotta have more copies of Dune. Come on.
Are you getting the ebook one or are you getting the physical?
I want an ebook one, but this is why I'm gonna go walk up to the used bookstore at the end of the street to see if they got one. Because I want to read Dune.
I have a copy of it.
What? Send it to me.
That I haven't read.
I have it on audiobook. I have it on audible.com. Just to be clear, I would never go to a library on my own.
Yeah.
What?
Wait, Michael, you were talking about the library in such nice terms.
You were saying
before we started, and
Yeah. I'm an idiot.
Okay.
Is this your children?
No, my wife.
She loves the library.
She loves the library. There was actually a little like game thing going on there.
A game?
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, it's like this crazy thing where you get to, like, if you find a treasure, you get to rent a book, but the treasure is your library card. So, like, everybody wins because, well, that makes sense. She's Canadian and a socialist.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
A big sign that says, all books free.
Yeah.
So, here's my copy of Dune. It's got shiny.
Oh, that looks sick.
Oh, that one's, that's a sexy one.
That's actually, it looks too heavy.
It does look too heavy.
Light, but
it does, that's a big honking book.
I've read.
That's like the table of contents.
I don't think I realized Dune was that long, but I do. But it is kind of like three books in one. Like it's got like three like sections, I guess. So I guess that kind of makes sense.
I guess Dune Part 1 and 2 is the full book, but like Dune 3 is Dune Messiah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which I didn't realize. The audiobook said it was abridged, so I didn't get that, Michael.
What?
I hate abridged things.
We got time for that.
Abridged just means like edited, right?
But it's short.
Yeah.
Shorter.
They're like we took out all the pictures and stuff.
I say that, and then I tried to read Stephen King's The Stand, the big version, and I was like, oh my god,
this
brother.
Is crazy.
Shut the fuck up. Jesus.
Were you on cocaine when you wrote this?
Yes.
Turns out, yes.
One of my favorite TikToks is of a guy listening to the audiobook of Where's Waldo? It's just like, man with a tuba, man holding a giant fish, Waldo. And he's like, holy shit, there he is.
That's great.
These Gen Alphas, that's what they want.
They want the Waldo to be given to them.
Yeah.
Where's the Waldo themselves?
You flip the page and say, where's my trophy?
Exactly.
Where's my Waldo trophy?
They find Waldo because of woke.
You can't find Waldo anymore because of woke.
Yeah, that's so true. I was so good at the Where's Waldo games. Because I'm like, he's right there.
I'm not good at them. I get too distracted. Like, there's so many guys here.
Just looking at the pictures of what's going on, that's fun in itself. Did you ever think about that? No.
That's so true. You're along for the ride.
Remember the iSpy books?
Not for the Waldo.
Remember those guys?
The ones that it was fucked up thing and you had to, like, look at it.
It was like dioramas, but they look like, back in the day, they look like what shitty AI art looks like now.
Yes.
Back in the day, it was real.
But it was bespoke. You
know,
bespoke.
Yeah. They're like, what if we put a bunch of fruit and some yo-yos in the kitchen?
It was so scary. Like, whose cover looks like this?
This is magic.
Ah.
This is witchcraft.
No, shout out in the comments if you two are scared by the iSpy books.
I don't feel like I really had. I mean, I knew what they were, but I wasn't a huge. They weren't like my thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
I lied. I don't have Dune. I swear to God, I listened to it in the car, though.
What did I listen to?
Well, I'm pretty sure that Jennifer and I got, like, an alternatively acquired EPUB version.
Right, because that was the thing, because I have definitely read Dune on an on a Kindle before, but it is nowhere in our library, mm-hmm. so it must have been some jank version.
Yeah.
That's lost to time now.
Michael listened to, like, Sand Hills, the narrative.
That's a big-ass worm.
Knock off, dude.
Anyways.
It's a big caterpillar.
Cocaine is bad. Dune's about how cocaine is good.
They use those worms for catching big fish.
Let's go.
They put them on their lines, but they're too big and they break. That's the version Michael listened to. Thank you. Mm.
That's not very good. I would, you know, I would.
Yeah, Michael,
like that.
Maybe you didn't like.
Why did you like it?
You listened to the wrong one, and you were like thinking about a different story.
Michael doesn't like art. That's why he went to art school, so he could learn better how to break it
and how to be like, this sucks.
This sucks.
It's like you guys going to Jesus school.
That is true. I did learn more in Jesus school, so I can talk more trash.
Yeah, Michael. Like, within 10 minutes of me meeting him in person, he's like, clocks don't look at that. And he was, like, showing me pictures.
Like a Salvador Dali where it's all melted?
Yeah. He's like, that's not what a clock looks like. And I'm like, that is true. I never thought of it that way. Like,
damn, good point. Yeah, anyway, guys, go to the damn library. Yeah. Like, you're in St. Louis. Apparently, you can, like, do 3D printing at the library. Like, you get, like, a certain amount of it for freezy.
Yeah.
I don't know what I want to 3D print, but I just am like, once I found that out, I'm like, damn, I got to be using the library.
I want to do something big and fucked up. I want a big tavern.
I need to print myself like a thing to hold my yarn in.
Okay, that's fair.
I have this idea to how to make a working Pokeball that doesn't have any gears in it visible when you open it. And
what do you mean by working?
I want to suck
a man in. You mean it will actually catch Pokemon?
It'll suck the man in.
Well, not Pokemon because they're not real, Michael. But you could like throw it at your dog and it would suck in your dog.
It would suck in your dog. Is what you're saying.
It would suck in your dog.
Yeah. So like it would have to have. Space displacement.
Yeah.
Okay, but no gears though.
No, you open it up and you're like, "Oh, that's just like a blender. It blends up the creature." That's
so that's why you're saying it's gears because you literally.
Yeah.
Huh.
It doesn't have gears, but it is full of blades.
Yeah, it is full of blades, and it is hooked up to like a big old machine that's the size of a refrigerator. But like, it looks like you just hold like a ball, but it's just like hooked up to.
I don't like this.
And it makes a dog slurry inside.
Yeah. That's squirting it out.
It doesn't come back out.
No, it does.
It does not come back out.
It does not come out.
I don't know if this is the same dog. It's a different color and size.
Meaning it's a puddle of blood. Do you think that if you invented this machine, you'd be legally allowed to say that you're halfway there? Because, like, I sucked it up.
Right.
But I don't know how to spit it back out.
I feel like this is about as far as we are with, like, self-driving cars. Like, you can just, like, say, like, yeah, we're, like, halfway there.
It's mostly there.
How about you give me money for it?
Yeah.
To fund the rest of the way. Like, oh, there's no plan for how this is going to, like, actually be finished. Well, we don't have to talk about that.
It's that 1% of the Pokeball that grinds up every animal that goes into it. Yeah. Also, the giant fridge that it's connected to or whatever you
said. Yeah. I was ignoring that part of the device.
That just like it just has like a big old like tablecloth on it. Don't look at
Nick, you sound crazy.
This sounds like that one that magic movie that I always forget which one it is, the Prestige or the other one, where they're
I haven't seen either.
What? Really?
Dude, how many
spoilers. I don't know.
Some intrepid listener find every time Jennifer learns I haven't seen those two movies across all of our podcasts.
Well, we have to fucking watch it sometime.
It's not that many times, I'll say
one
that.
One of the better times that we had the like oh, we have two movies about the same thing, about volcanoes.
Armageddon, Deep Impact.
Yeah, they're like, what if we did a movie about a magician? And then, like, there was a Prestige and whatever the other one is.
Whatever the other one. What? Like, I truly can't remember what the other one was.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
I'm going to look it up. A movie like The Prestige.
That's the other.
You guys are crazy.
Prestige movie. The Illusionist.
How come there's only one movie about Blackhawks being down?
Together with The Prestige and The Scoop, The Illusionist was one of three films in 2006.
The Illusionist.
The Illusionist!
What the fuck is The Scoop?
Yeah, whoever wrote The Scoop, go fuck yourself. That's not part of this. Get out of here.
What is that?
Rule twos.
Who the fuck is in The Illusionist?
Edward Norton?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's definitely, I've not seen that one. Oh, Paul Giamatti's in this?
Oh, that's how you know it's good.
Oh, shit.
Maybe I gotta watch The Illusionist.
You guys want to shut the fuck up? And Nick, do you want to read the?
Yeah, Nick, can you please read this question for us? It's really important.
And if you see me, like, why was Tim Agro? I'm the one that looks up movies and.
That's my bit.
I forgot. Like, Tim usually is like referencing movies that nobody's seen before.
Yeah, I'm an artist.
He's just mad that he hasn't seen this one.
That's fair.
What do you mean? He hasn't seen the 2000 classic Euro Trip.
I've seen Euro Trip. This isn't where I parked my car.
You're gonna get him all worked up, Nick. We gotta drop it.
I still say this isn't where I parked my car. I think it's so funny to say.
I don't think I have seen Euro Trip.
Oh boy. It's a hot tub. He's in a hot tub with a hot girl. And he's like, this isn't where I parked my car. And she's like, oh, you.
What a classic.
And then
it is classic. Oh, like, come out. So he's not even near his car.
No. But
he's acting like he's looking for it, and he's looking for it in the hot tub.
That's how you trick girl.
Pretty easy.
My 19 female crush, 19 male, tried to kiss me, and I burped in his face.
No! No!
Can I just say, I really got some quality questions from searching burp and the various subreddits. Because we had a burp one last week, I think. And we got another. There's some more burp ones coming up. Don't you worry.
I'm not a fan of burping.
What? You're not a fan of burping?
No. It's like uncomfortable. Like when it.
All right, let's
like
do it.
Doing what's it or being around it?
Wait.
Pissing, shitting, puking.
No, Jennifer didn't know what burping was until she was in college.
I taught her.
Tim taught me to burp.
And now she won't fucking stop.
Well, only when I drink seltzer.
Yeah, that's the problem. It's a seltzer. Sometimes it hurts.
Sometimes you got to burp. Like, if you have to burp, like, it's got to happen.
If you drink the wrong seltzer carbonated beverage, like, it is painful.
We in this home, polar seltzer. I guess recently we've been getting to Schnucks.
I want the soft bubbles.
I want hard bubbles. I do want it to hurt, and I want it to be like, if I don't burp this out, I will start floating away into the sky.
You guys are burping too hard. You guys gotta ease up.
Have you seen the, like, non-alcoholic White Claws?
What? Why would you do that? Yeah.
To what
end? Hey, you want
to
drink some hairspray seltzer? White Claws suck.
Like, I assume Claws. That you can't drink non-alcoholic beer, like, driving down the road. Like, why I not? Assume... I assume that's a well, yeah. Like, seriously, why not? But like,
you should be able to. That'd be so safe to get pulled over and be like, officer, this is 0% alcohol.
Yeah, so like non-alcoholic beer, I think actually has alcohol in it. I think it has 0.01% or something.
Is it like kombucha?
Can I drink kombucha?
Yeah.
While driving,
I do it all the time.
But I want to know if you would get arrested for drinking non-alcoholic White Claws while driving.
You wouldn't.
If that happened, that'd be crazy. That would make me so mad.
Right, you get arrested for being a dumbass.
That's true.
They will arrest you for just like anything.
Being an idiot. Go ahead and hear that question.
Do you guys remember the drink Balls?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Because like games or drinks didn't come in, except for beer, didn't come in glass containers. And I was drinking that, and I was like, I'm going to get arrested for drinking
Coke famously beer. Comes in glass containers.
I know.
What does that?
Not in
Read the
U.S.
fucking question.
Not in the U.S. I want to die.
Not in the U.S.? What's your chef's really coming?
I want to die. And also
the read the question.
This question says, I want to die. I want to die. I met this guy at college at the beginning of the semester, and we've been hanging out a lot and studying for this one class we're taking together. I was pretty sure he liked me, so I asked him if he wanted to get dinner. We had a blast and then walked around campus late at night just talking. I was feeling pretty bloated. I ate some dairy, and I'm lactose intolerant.
No!
But I thought it was okay.
Wow. Okay, sorry, you skipped over the emoticon situation, which is the, like, sideways frowny face one. Was like, I was feeling pretty bloated sideways frowny face.
Colon slash.
It was so romantic. Before I ruined it, we were sitting on a staircase and joking around when the conversation kind of died off and he was just staring at me. This is only my second first kiss ever, so I was really nervous.
He was
leaning closer, and I felt really sweaty and bloated and gross.
That's love.
And the burp just came out, and his face was like 6 inches away. So he got the full impact.
Oh, no.
Disintegrated after that. He laughed it off, but I could tell he felt really awkward, and I had no idea what to say. I just said I wasn't feeling well and wanted to go to sleep early. He did offer to walk me back home, but I kind of ran away.
Oh, you fucked that up.
We haven't talked since. I see him in class for the first time, and I don't know how I'm supposed to show my face. I kind of want to skip, but that's only a temporary thing. I know things are probably over, but what am I supposed to say? This is hands down the most embarrassing thing that has ever happened to me.
That's terrible.
Oh, I want to like hang out with you and like buy you some ice cream and like,
not ice cream. Jesus Christ!
That's, okay, great point. Dairy-free ice cream.
Soy ice cream.
I mean, good news. He's a 19-year-old boy. He probably doesn't give a shit.
How would you guys respond if this happened? For your first kiss. Your first kiss with someone. And they burn like, your face 6 inches away in your face.
I don't know if I'd be happy about it.
I'd be like, aim that burp down south, girl.
You know what?
I wouldn't high five her, but, you know.
I think it's salvageable.
I think so,
depending
too.
On how into you he is. But, like, you running away fucked it up.
Definitely hurt.
Like, in this situation, it's like, I guess you got to give him a hand job.
What? Wow.
That was fun.
Yeah, just put hand jobs on the table and you're good.
I'm so sorry. Do you want to touch my boobs?
How about let's get the first kiss out of the way without a burp first? And then
that's unfortunate because, you know, of the situation. We can't go that route.
Yeah, I would love to burp in this guy's face, Jennifer, but that's not the choice.
I just feel so bad for this girl because, it's like, you know, stuff happens and it's like, oh, you like truly like ruined this like magical moment, you know? Like, and how do you like, and you're 19 years old, like, it's like, this is the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to me in my life because I'm 19.
Yeah. Man. And that's like legitimately a horribly embarrassing thing. It might always be your most embarrassing thing.
Pretty bad.
You for getting it out of the way.
But like you said, I do think you can come back from this. But the question is how to best, because I feel like my instinct is like you gotta like make a little joke about it or something somehow.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Like maybe what if you like, I don't know, like I'm almost thinking like you give him like a letter or a card or something, like let's do a do-over, like a doll. I don't know. Like,
yeah,
I don't know,
Jennifer,
what to do.
These teens love letters.
I don't know. It's something. What would you do?
Do you think Hallmark has the like, sorry, I burped in your face during our first
No. Mister, what would you do then?
I think you solve it by texting him and saying, want to come over and watch something on Netflix?
Yes.
In my dorm room.
Oh, my gosh. My roommate is out. Do you want to come over to my dorm room? Oh, my God. I'm so sorry about the other night. That's so fucking embarrassing. If he's not like much, much more attractive than you, you still got a chance. But if this guy has like many options, why is he going to go with Burp Girl? You gotta up the fucking stakes a little bit here. But Michael's bit of like, I think Michael's trying to say you have to sex with him.
I just said him. Look, I'm saying if you want to solve it, that solves it.
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying. Like bridge the awkwardness. Like, okay, we're just moving past that. Moving past it.
All my clothes except for my bikini are dirty. Would you like to come over and watch Eyes Wide Shut?
I don't have any dairy in my diet.
I haven't had dairy all week. I do love how often people that are lactose intolerant is like, man, fuck it.
And then it's like, oh no, I made a huge mistake.
Yeah.
I
guess
like,
it's worth it.
I feel like you know a burp's coming. Like,
it seems like she freaked out.
Sometimes it just happens, Nick. Sometimes it sneaks up on you, okay?
I feel like you could quickly turn away. You know?
You gotta turn into a cough. Like, oh my God.
Yes, yes, yes.
A bug threw over my mouth. A damn bug threw over my damn mouth.
Or just like gaslight him.
Yes.
Did you just burp in my face?
Yes.
Oh, that's what she should have done. She should have been negging him.
Oh my God, your cologne made me burp.
And then if he really liked her, he would have gone along with it.
That's true. Oh, yeah. No, that's she should have turned it on him right in the beginning, acted like he was the one that burped.
Yeah.
Just to really, like, put him on the defensive.
Smack him.
How dare you? Okay, listen, I already teased smacking in this episode, and we're not there yet.
Like, I will forgive you this time.
Yes.
But don't do that again.
Or, I mean, like, also, don't gaslight, but
I'm gonna Naruto run away from this for no reason.
Yeah, I gotta go. My mom's calling me. Yeah, maybe you just say you've been gifted a very private moment from me. You are welcome. And then let him kiss your hand or something like that.
Yeah, just put your hand out for yeah. the kiss. And you
say this is how we do it in Milwaukee.
I can't believe that you tried to kiss me, and that's what you get.
Sorry, I was raised really religious, and my dad incepted the idea of burping into me if a boy tries to kiss me.
It's not like a skunk situation. It's like a skunk. if you startle or make them scared.
I was at a middle school lock-in after our middle school prom, and then a hypnotist hypnotized me. I don't know what they did to me, but my classmates told me that it had burping was involved. Anyway.
Oh my God. Did you just try to kiss me? I feel like I burped. I don't remember the last 1.5 seconds, by the way. By the way, I'm like Walter White in Breaking Bad sometimes when he really can't get out of this one, so he goes into a fugue state.
and shows up in like the grocery store. Yeah. Walking around naked.
Okay, do that. Maybe show up to class. Zanied out. Like, oh man.
In a bikini.
I'm in a bikini. I mixed up my Gin Alpha Adderall with my Gin Alpha, I don't know, fentanyl or something like that.
What? This girl's on fit?
I keep hearing about fentanyl, but I have no idea what it does.
I think it's a pain med.
Yeah. Oh, is it?
Okay. If a cop looks at it, they have a seizure.
You know it does make them have a seizure immediately if they see it. Mm-hmm. No, it's like a pretty strong pain medication. That
is it? Like, it's like a prescription thing.
I think it is generally used for like people in the hospital / in like hospice, but it's
how's it get on the street?
Wow, I don't know, man.
Huh. Maybe what do you think what's going through this boy's head? Right, like is because if I'm this boy, I'm like I've disgusted this person so much that they almost threw up in my face.
Yeah, and had to run away.
Stressed. That's a great point.
Like, maybe he feels like he ruined it. Maybe he's stressing out. Like, oh my God, I should have said something to make her be like, it's not a big deal. It's fine. Yeah. Like,
because the burp ball is now in his court because he just ran away. But, I mean, everyone has texts these days. So the fact that her only option in her mind is to just show up to class, if she does that without smoothing things over, they're going to call her Burp Girl. Burping Betty. You name it. Because he's going to turn on you because the teen mind is a dangerous place. He's going to feel slighted. He's like, this burping bitch rejected me? No, I'm going to get the entire class to hate her so that I don't feel bad. That will solve it and is a rational thing to do. So you got to text. You got to say, whoopsie, here's the top of my whale tail thong. Maybe that'll distract you.
She should like go to class with like a mustache and fedora, so nobody recognizes her.
That's true.
She needs one of the glasses that have the big fake nose and mustache on it, so that no one can tell who she is.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, the concern, I guess, though, is that as the youth are calling it, he got the ick from her burping in his face, six inches from his face.
I mean, it's like. It's entirely possible that this guy will never talk to you again.
I mean, you could probably taste it, right? At that point.
Yeah. It's implied,
They ate the same thing, so he probably didn't even smell it.
What would you do if this happened to you? Would you just, like, burp back? Just be like, I'm a gentleman.
I would just say, excuse me, m'lady. Or excuse you, m'lady. Mm-hmm. I'll have what you're having.
I would say, is that a barking spider? Or I'd rip a huge fart. No! Because I think she's trying to one-up me, and I get mad, and I got to show her who's boss.
Oh, you think you're stinky? How about this? No, I feel like I would just laugh. I think I would laugh it off, because I think it would make me laugh if this happened, in the moment.
I mean, it is that stereotypical, like, embarrassing story that leads to a beautiful life together with three children.
Yes, exactly. Like our first kiss, you burped in my face, and you talk about it at your wedding.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think it'd be funny.
It would be funny. And then when he shoves the cake in your mouth, or vice versa, you throw it up.
You're like, oh, so, yeah, you know this is
goddamn callback. Let's go.
We did.
I feel so bad for her,
though. I do too. No, I cannot get through that. you're going to be okay, girl. You're going to make it through this.
I don't know,
actually. And in 5 to 10 years, it's going to be a really funny story to tell people.
Mm. Or you have to drop out of college.
She could become a nun.
I do like that the top comment on this, Michael, is exactly your viewpoint, which is he doesn't actually care. He just wants to have sex, too. Carry on.
Hell yeah. I mean, it's fair.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, he's an arch. I mean, do 19-year-old boys, you know he's burping all the time.
Yeah,
19-year-old boys are not
there's
known
a non-zero chance he thought it was cool. But, I mean, it really
he actually
the
got
moment.
A boner. Yeah. He's like, that's fucking sick.
I mean, he probably already had one.
That's true. And now he's really going to be mixing the burps of the boner situation. And he's going to be like, actually, can you burp before you kiss me next time?
I can't finish.
That's gross.
Michael, can you read our next question, please?
You bet I can.
Where do you find these things?
How do I make my pet beetle sad? I don't understand why you would want to.
Well, Michael, see, you read the question.
I don't like hearing this, but
he's been completely out of line recently, and I want to punish him so he knows to do better in the future. But I don't want to be too mean. Bug friends, help me out here. What are some ways you found to discipline your naughty beetles? He's a green beetle. Thanks.
Okay.
This is from our entomology. I don't remember where. I think I actually may have seen this on Twitter or somewhere. And then I went and found him for real on Reddit. So, yeah, guys, what are they going to do with this naughty beetle?
The beetles have... This might sound reductive.
Uh-huh.
But can beetles think?
Michael, welcome to my expertise. No.
I forgot. Tim has a hatred for beetles. He thinks they're distasteful.
No, I don't think bugs and lizards are good pets because they have no feelings.
They got no soul.
They're a lower life form. They don't try to please.
Lizards can have a personality. I do feel like beetles are more in the realm of a fish, in my opinion.
Sure.
Yeah.
Can we not talk about lizards? I just...
Guys, our friend Michael Bachman acquired a lizard recently.
Michael,
frankly, Michael's jealous of it, and because the lizard is getting too much attention.
Yeah, I don't like it.
He stole a lizard from me.
Yeah, that's your lizard.
Yeah, that was a Florida lizard.
Took it across state lines.
Illegal.
He's got to go to jail for that.
Lizard kidnapping, at least.
That's
unless Nick was probably treating that lizard badly, so. It had to escape, so that lizard's an asylum seeker.
Yeah, Nick was burping in its face.
First of all, those lizards are so fragile. Like, they come in your house, and then you're like try to like sweep them out, and they immediately die.
No, but this lived. He chilled out in
the
damn car and drove for like a billion hours.
Yeah,
they drove for like 18 hours.
These lizards with brooms.
I don't even know if they. I think it was like a multi-day trip, and they're still in there.
Let's take a quick detour. What do we think Nick's broom is like, right? Nick probably has some crazy broom. It's like electric, and it's a vacuum, but it's also like Bluetooth. No wonder.
The broom's like, time to sweep. Time to sweep.
If I was going to get a new broom, I would get it off of wire cutters. I would be like, what's the best
broom? Best broom.
Best brooms.
But my broom,
but the thing is that probably does exist on wire cutter because almost everything is on wire cutter.
My broom is like a cheap, shitty thing from the olden days of my life when it was like it's like one of those things where it has like a dustbin and they like connect together and it's like a little teeny broom.
Yeah,
I don't have like a full size broom. I'm not out here sweeping my porch.
Wait, you only have a little one. We have a normal size broom, but it also has a pan.
We have like three brooms.
We do. I have at least one of them. I think
house, and you
house.
Don't have a broom.
I don't have a broom because I'm not on the like the prairie of the night of the 1800s.
How are you going to sweep your dust floor if you don't have a broom?
No, we have a little broom, and then we have like a push broom kind of thing, but it's like very small. That I don't know. It was like. You can put a bunch of different stuff on this stick.
See, okay, the accessories. Yeah, yeah, I get that. I get that.
That's very Nick Carter. We have a lot of accessories.
Our basement broom, which is what I use when the basement floods and I need to push the water around. We got the upstairs room.
Where do you push it?
There's a hole. Then we got our miscellaneous broom. So you got to have a couple brooms. Yeah, you never know.
We have a broom for every floor of our home, actually.
That is true.
Counting the basement.
I was like, what, does Wirecutter have a broom article? And they, for sure they do.
Of course they do. Let's go.
The Casabella Best Way Clean
for lizards.
Wide Angle Broom is their number one pick, $15.
That's a great deal. Whoa. That's a great deal. Guys, do you think that brooms would make this person's pet beetle sad?
It could, because they'll probably...
Because you can like act like you're going to sweep him up. Yeah. Like, you don't act right.
I think the beetle is sad. And it's acting out. Congrats. You've already made your beetle sad. You've done it. There's no way to make a beetle make good choices because it's a fucking bug. He's like, I have a bug. I'm doing bug things. And for some reason, I'm in a fucking jar or something like that.
I just wish there were some examples of how he's been getting out of line.
I agree with you.
I think unfortunately that means we're going to have to. I think this is a kind of old question.
I think, like, getting out of line for a bug is, like, he's trying to escape.
Well, for an ant, it's literally just getting out of
right.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Yeah. I found a bunch of ants today because I was kneeling down.
Praying?
To pray. And, like, when I got up, I had killed some with knees. And I was like, oh, shit. Those are big ants right there.
Oh, yeah, you're in Florida. They don't fuck around. Someone says a stern talking to keeps my beetles in line. The question asker says he's not good at English yet, but I'll keep this in mind. Thanks for the comment.
Somebody else had the idea to put get a girl and a boy beetle and to put them in a container beside this beetle, so he'll be jealous that the other beetle has a girlfriend.
Maybe it's like dice jail.
The beetle. Yes.
Where you know it doesn't do a goddamn thing, but it makes you feel better.
But psychologically, you're like, take that, bitch.
I see. I feel that.
Is dice jail where you just like put away your dice because it's bad rolling?
Yeah.
Yeah, when it rolls bad, you put it in there and it's got like bars on it. So it's a little jail.
Yeah.
Have you seen the things where like you make a barrier for your pet and it's like very penetrable? It's like the definition of a penetrable barrier. I did that for Dot because she was peeing. She's on a new med, so she's been peeing a lot. And she was peeing in my game room. And so I just set up a bunch of boxes and like she could not figure out how to get past that. I was in there playing games and she wanted to come join me on the couch. And I had to like very gently move a little stand. And she was like, thank you. Now I can get through.
That's like how we like stack our containers full of like sugar and flour and things to make it more difficult for the cats to jump on the counter. Mm-hmm. I don't think it really helps. They can absolutely still jump up there.
It really just stops them from like doing it in front of us.
Yes. They just do it. They just know more to do it at nighttime.
Well, yeah, because it stops them from sitting on the windowsill, staring outside at the area that's basically at height level to our counter. So if we walk in, then they're going to run across the counter because they know they're not supposed to be vaguely in that region. So this just stops them from doing that. So it kind of helps in a weird way.
There are no regions that your cat are not allowed. They own the whole house. Just kidding.
That is true. That's although we keep some doors closed, and it is very funny how much if there is a door that is usually closed and it's open for a second, they're like, "What's in here? Yeah. What's in here? What are you guys hiding from us?"
When I'm coming up from the basement, our door doesn't really shut, so I'll see one of their faces like staring down, and then they sprint away. Hey, what are you doing over there?
They
love it.
They know that no matter what they do, like you're not going to get rid of them. So like
that's true. They know that they own. They own this house.
Like dogs aren't like that, but cats, they own you like 100%.
I know everyone says this, but our cats don't give me that vibe. Like they're just kind of there, right? Like we said before, they're more dog coded in a lot of ways because they're so obsessed with us and they follow us around. And genuinely, If I Jennifer knows I'm getting up out of my office if she's in the kitchen because the cats sprint away.
Because they run away because they think they're going to be in trouble.
Yeah, because they don't understand
Tim is the
why I'm angry at them when they're in the kitchen.
They just realize in the kitchen is scary.
They just know.
But sometimes that's where the wet food comes from, so they still want to be in there. They know to harass me.
They know they're allowed to enter the kitchen when I'm there. They aren't too sure about they seem to not like they seem to feel like it's a bad idea to be in the kitchen when I walk in.
Fair. Right, like yeah, they get caught being in the kitchen. Yeah. They're like, no, so he's whenever, gonna stop. He's gonna stop his feet loud.
So whenever I get up, they just sprint away. Same when Laser screams in the night, because he can tell the difference between me and Jennifer.
And I'm
so
weak.
If I get up, he sprints away because they know for some reason they're doing something bad. There's a few things they do. I have no idea what – I forget what it was the other day. But I'm like, you know what you're doing is wrong, but I've literally never told you that. But you just know what the fuck is happening here.
Yeah, it's confusing. I had another thought about how to punish this beetle.
Okay.
What if you put it inside of a maze?
There you go.
And make him be like the Minotaur in the middle of a maze.
I think many punishments, the goal should be some sort of enrichment or lesson to be learned. And yeah, if you make your beetle smarter, maybe that will help in the long run.
What if you make your beetle dumber?
Six?
Six, right? You can just pull one of those off, right?
Yeah okay.
You need a couple.
Do they regrow them?
Is that too much of a punishment?
Probably.
That feels like torture to me.
Okay, and that's bad.
And we don't like that.
We don't like that. What if you want to make your beetle more stupid? So you set up the beetle's area in front of the TV and make them watch reality TV? Or make them watch nature documentaries where beetles get
eaten. Housewives.
Yeah, that feels too much like a treat.
What if it's like a lizard and that part grows back? Is that still torture?
Yes, it's still torture, Michael.
Yeah. Michael wants to torture a beetle so bad.
Oh my god. Michael read the parts in the Star Wars non-canon novels where they put people in Bacta tanks and then electrocuted them. And he's like, I don't get it. They're in a Bacta tank. It's fine.
Who cares?
They're
just going to heal immediately. I think it's very important when you're disciplining your pets. You have to do it right after they do the bad thing. Otherwise, they don't know why you're punishing them.
Uh-huh.
So as soon as your beetle is bad, then you can put him in the maze.
Yes, immediately.
But if you're just like, oh, by the way, this is for last week, the beetle's going to be like, I don't remember yesterday.
I don't remember five minutes ago.
Yeah.
My brain is so small.
I'm an idiot.
How big is the brain of a beetle?
By the time I get out of this maze, I forgot why I was in here.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm lost and I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I don't think they have brains. I think they have nerve centers and ganglion and shit like that.
What's the smallest creature that has a brain?
Nick. Owned.
Oh, shit.
What the fuck?
I don't even know what I meant by that.
You guys are smaller than me. So you say you don't have a brain?
What I wanted to say was that, yeah, it's small brain, but instead I didn't say that. Instead, I didn't say that. That wasn't what I said.
You just
I said
yourself.
That I don't have a brain.
Fuck. You owned yourself. You said I did have a brain. Thank
I know.
You.
I did say that.
Insects have... Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead and read off of the internet, and then I will.
The ragworm is an animal similar to an earthworm with the smallest brain. It is equivalent to almost one strand of human hair.
Well, I think so. Whoa,
that is so small.
How are you supposed to form lasting memories in there?
Yeah.
It's too small.
I was going to read, insects have three blobs of neural tissue that, taken together, form a brain.
Disagree, but okay. Sure, whatever, science. I think we're just using brain pretty broadly here. And as an American human, fuck off, beetles. You don't have a brain.
Newsweek says the short answer is yes, and they may contain hidden depths of intelligence that scientists are only beginning to understand.
Oh my god,
these bugs are so smart.
Yeah,
I'm gonna ask ChatGPT if beetles dream.
You're gonna unlock something, and we're never gonna be able to return from it. Can I read the next question?
Mm-hmm.
You mean the last question?
It's still the next question.
This is about to be you. This title.
Uh-oh. I got smacked while laying in bed. I was trying to sleep in my dorm, but couldn't. Then I felt movement from under me, so... I felt movement from under me so distinct, I thought it was my pet snake. Shut the fuck up.
Hey, they allow you to have a damn snake in your dorm? That's crazy.
I put my flash on and saw she was in her tank. I laid back down and closed my eyes, still fully awake but uneasy. Mind you, because I've been asked about this, I was completely sober. No weed, alcohol, or anything. Then, my door, that was completed shut, opened on its own. I have three roommates, but one was at her boyfriend's, and I heard the other two talking faintly and far away in the living room. After a few seconds, some kind of force smacked me in the left eye, and I see a flash of white. I get up, arm in the air, ready to start swinging, and the door instantly closes. Doesn't slam shut, but definitely closes. I turn on flash, and nobody's in the room. Ooh. I get up immediately and open the door, and hear my roommates again from the back of the apartment in the living room, maybe 15 steps away. I didn't hear running, walking, breaking, nothing. I asked them if someone came into my room and smacked me. They both said no. I explained what happened, and they both said they heard the door open and close, but neither went in my room. I believe they didn't touch me because, one, I didn't see or hear anyone come in, and admittedly, my room was messy. So, in the dark, I would have heard them step on a thing or two before getting to the bed. And two, it's incredibly out of character of them. We're friends, but roommates nonetheless, and won't go into each other's rooms if the door's closed. And we especially don't hit or smack each other. Nor was I or anyone in a fight / bad place with each other. I'm freaked out, I won't lie. Does anyone have a rational explanation for this?
Yeah, it's a ghost. You got hit by a ghost.
Guys, you know this is from our paranormal. You come on. Know it is. I like that the first red herring of the snake, like, my snake is out.
Brother.
Like, bro, you just let your snake crawl around your dirty room?
Like, yeah, every time I visit a friend with a snake, I'm like, any moment that snake could be free.
Yeah.
Like, we don't know when.
And just that's my understanding of pet snakes.
And those will go down your pipes in your house.
Mm-hmm.
And go, and then they're going to go down to the sewer and
eat me from the inside.
Mm-hmm. What?
I know you eat like 100 spiders every year. What if you eat snakes too?
Mm-hmm. Whoa. I never Googled that. Yeah. I don't want to.
It's because that's where the spiders live.
Okay. All right.
And I assume snakes eat spiders.
Sure. Yeah. The question I suppose I would need to ask is, what have I done to offend someone?
Yeah. A ghost. Being, a spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. Have you, I mean, yeah, what have you done?
Have you deserve
been,
it, I assume.
Like, I don't know, burning candles that smell bad to a ghost?
Have you done an audit of your life?
Yeah. Look deep within yourself. Because the ghost is mad at you and is going to keep smacking you and then jostling, I guess.
Opening and closing your door not super, super loud. Like
a barn?
Maybe you need to clean your room.
Oh,
that's a good
one. Maybe the ghost is like, it's a mess in here. Get up.
Yeah.
It's hard to scare you with all this stuff.
Maybe the ghost just tripped on something and then
that's true.
That's true. Maybe it was not intentional. It was an accidental smack and then they got embarrassed and that's when they had to leave the room.
Mm.
I saw this movie called Arcadian. It's a Nicolas Cage movie about like monsters that come out at night after like the world ends from pollution. And like, this kid is like a home alone because Nick Cage had to go out anyway. And he like leaves this little flap open that they like use to look out, and like the monster like reaches in to like touch him, and it's like his arm's only like 3 feet long, and it just keeps growing and growing and growing. It's just like a wide shot of this arm growing, and then it like stops like halfway, and then his nail starts growing.
No,
that's very scary.
That sounds way too scary for me. Someone asked, similar along our lines, someone doesn't like you. Did you do anything out of the ordinary in the dwelling before this happened? The question asker says, I prayed? I'm a Christian, and I haven't done it in a while. That's the only thing I can think of. Response, yeah, that would do it.
Yeah, you have an atheist ghost in your
the damn
room.
devil doesn't want snake owners to be Christians. Owning a snake is inherently a Satanist thing to
do.
You're being a betrayer to your people, so you got to get right with the Lord, a.k.a. Satan, or else he's going to keep on smacking you, huffing, shuffling in doors and things like that.
Yeah, because
I didn't like that the roommate said they heard the door.
Yeah, because I was ready to be like, you were having a dream.
You're fucking crazy is what I was going to say.
But is it possible that they just heard, like, them, you know, thrashing around in their room and were like, that was a door, but it was just, like, a sound?
Maybe they sleepwalk and also sleep punch themselves.
Yep.
Yeah, you never thought
about that. I mean, it's possible.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you can do crazy things when you're asleep, like punch yourself.
What if their snake is magic and
like Harry Potter?
Yeah, and it can talk and like do stuff, and it can send its spirit out. So like, even if it's in its tank, then it's like, bitch, get up and clean this room.
Yeah, snakes are very spiritual, so that makes sense to me. I mean, snakes want a clean environment.
How are they supposed to slither when there's a bunch of junk on and dirty clothes on the ground?
You'd assume that it would create many wonderful hiding places, but just makes them anxious.
Mm. Now, I feel like we need to preface this. Tim, do you know this for a fact, or are you just making up facts about snakes?
Why would I ever lie?
You just don't strike me as someone who knows a lot about snake care. I certainly don't.
I'm from Florida.
Tim thinks because he's from Florida, he knows about lizards and snakes.
Tim has never lied about animals. Not snakes, not birds, nothing.
Yeah, he's never talked trash about them.
I mean, I'm not wrong. When I say many of the things I say.
When I say they don't got any souls.
They ain't got no souls. I ain't wrong about that shit. Like, and I can grow. I have included corvids in the they might have a soul cat.
Like cool creatures.
Cool creatures.
You're cool with them now.
Yeah. Like, I mean, cats and dogs don't have souls. But
What?
You don't have a soul.
If humans have a soul, cats and dogs have a soul.
You don't have a soul.
Okay, well, no one has a soul, that's fine.
Okay.
I believe that humans don't have souls, but dogs? Come on.
Come on, man.
They're going to heaven. Come on.
Yeah, but what about when you die and the 21 grams leave your body? That's exactly.
That's a fart.
That's a big
21 grams of burp. Fart?
Yeah. Do you know how much a gram is?
I think you're
so
reaching.
Much.
So much.
It's like a pound.
It's like a pound, yeah. No, I think it's like the weight of a paperclip.
Yeah, that's a soul.
That's huge, buddy. Huh?
I thought a paperclip was a gram.
What did he say?
21 grams.
Right.
21 grams, yeah.
21 paperclips. My favorite band.
Yeah. I remember like learning about grams, and they were like, it's about a paperclip.
It's about a paperclip. And like, and now these kids these days, like, what's a paperclip?
And now they're like,
all right.
How many paper clips do you? I'm like, I don't fucking know.
I don't fucking know. Why would I care?
Yeah, I guess it's not very much because I know that I believe a tablespoon of butter is like 14 grams.
Mm.
Or maybe it's 7 and 2 tablespoons is 14. Regardless, it's not very much.
See?
Is what we're saying.
Have you guys
you are correct in that.
This is unrelated. Have you heard this thing where like Americans say distance in time and then Europeans do it in kilometers or miles? So like...
Oh.
How far away is, you know, St. Louis from here? It's 18 hours. I have no idea what the distance or what the
distance is. That feels correct. I wouldn't say how many miles. The number of miles means nothing to me.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like practical, right? Because it's like, why do I care about how many kilometers? I guess I only care about kilometers for like megaton nuclear blasts and things of that nature.
Right.
In which case, I guess, why are you asking me that? I'm not telling you.
How big is the blast? About 30 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Exactly.
That makes sense.
With traffic. Right. And
Is there traffic? Is it rush hour or no?
Yeah, my assumption is that since Europeans, you know, live in a better society of rules, that to them, it just makes sense to say kilometers because it's like, okay, I know that. Sure. Fine. Okay.
It's because they live in a smaller place.
That's true.
In my opinion. So
Everything's 30 minutes away.
Right, like I do not care if something is 5 miles or 10 miles away. If the 5 mile place is half an hour and the 10 mile place is half an hour,
yeah,
it's like they're
and it's also like it depends so much on where you are. Like
when people would visit us in Boston, it's like, yes. Oh, such is only 5 miles away. I'm like, yeah, it's going to take you a fucking hour to get
there. Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah. It's right. Like, the time is more important than the distance.
We're so much smarter than them.
I know.
Yeah, we're like so.
I hate Europeans now.
I think back in the day, it's like, oh, you have to, you know, when traveling 5 miles versus 10 miles was like a big inconvenience. Like, it's not the thing anymore. Like, now traveling that distance is negligible.
Yeah.
Unless you live in Boston.
It's also very funny, like, Americans, especially I find people from the Midwest, they fucking love driving, you guys. They're like, why would I take a flight when I could just drive for 16 hours somewhere? So I think that's extremely one of those, like, the British mind cannot comprehend. Like, the European mind cannot comprehend driving for 16 hours.
My extended family is like that, but also they have, like, they all have, like, 25 kids. So it's like, flying is... very expensive.
Yeah.
Oh, totally. Yeah. No, it's definitely very expensive. It does make sense.
But for me, it's like, oh, I'm just going to, it's more than 20 minutes. I'm going to fly. Thank you.
Yeah. Me and my friend Taylor Swift agree on one thing.
Right. Oh, man. What is this fucking question again? Oh, yeah. I get smacked in bed.
By a ghost. Don't do it.
Yeah. Stop praying.
Stop praying.
Give it up.
Yeah.
Stop being a Christian.
Stop being a Christian. That's not going to
happen. You're clearly not wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah,
all who's these stronger, God or this ghost? Stories, and you just like want them to be like, just fucking get up and go look around. Like, I like, don't leave me hanging while I'm reading my Reddit.
Yeah, they never have a damn conclusion. That ghost, no, maybe the answer to a lot of these is post about on Reddit because there's never a follow up that's interesting.
How often do you think the person who posted on Reddit about their ghost problem and they just get fucking killed? So that's why they never update it. They're actually getting killed by the ghost.
Yeah, and it's the ghost responding to comments. Nope, no ghost.
Everything good here. Don't worry about it, guys.
Anyway, where's the best place that people hang out at night? Just wondering.
Where people are hanging out unaware with their guard down.
And then
maybe where they can get smacked.
There's like a lot of people there, and then like people wander off alone. Like, you know, just a couple of suggestions.
Ghost.
It does need to be within a mile of my death site. I mean, this place.
Do ghosts murder, though?
Sometimes. I think they do sometimes.
I think like if a ghost murders, they come back to life in the body of the person they murdered.
I think they're more like bees, where you like. You just really don't want to. You don't want to mess with them
because ghosts are really annoying. Die,
but like you don't want to get.
And they remember your face.
Imagine if the ghosts were like bees or wasps, where it's like, oh god, there's a ghost nest in my house. Like, don't go back there. You're gonna get attacked.
Yeah, I guess that's one of the many reasons why I don't believe in ghosts. Because I'm like, you telling me of all the horrible shit we've done on this beautiful red, white, and blue country that there's not dudes trying to fucking kill us constantly? Fuck off. Ghosts
aren't real. That's true. We would deserve definitely deserve it. There should be so many more ghost deaths.
Mm-hmm. Don't go in there. They're going to ask you to help with their final purpose.
Oh, man.
you don't want that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's another good point. Due to the fucked up system of, like, taxes and stuff, like, there's probably hella dead ghosts that still owe the government like $30,000 minimum, and they're like, can you give me $30,000 please? Well, I want to go to hell.
These ghosts are law-abiding. Yeah, they can't be released from this mortal coil until they pay their taxes with interest, unfortunately.
I feel like these ghosts are gonna be like, I need your help to avenge my death. I need you to kill General Cornbill. And you're like, dude, that guy's been dead for like 300 years, and he's like, oh, I've wasted so much time.
Like, what?
You need to give me my remaining balance, 20 cents a week's worth.
Like, please return this book to the library.
I throw dimes away, idiot. Ghost, you've wasted your afterlife.
Yeah, I feel like we talk so much shit on ghosts in this show that, like, at some point we're going to have.
Yeah,
it's going to blow up in our face.
Clearly. And Nika's been wanting us to go to this like haunted ass prison that's in Missouri. Uh-huh. Maybe we'll see one there.
That's how it's gonna start.
Is it open for? I've had that situation, but it wasn't open for visitors, and they were like, "We're going in." I was like, "No,
this is scary."
Well, I went on a ghost experience, let's say, and at the very end of it, well, let's just say there was a ghost in my vehicle as I was leaving the.
I was like, what are you describing?
The haunted house, okay, at Disney World. And they said they'd rip for one more. And, you know, in my, I could clearly see the ghost sitting in between me and my friend on the Haunted Mansion ride. So maybe they followed me home.
I didn't understand what was happening for a second. And then I was like, all right, the Haunted Mansion.
I did, because I've been on that ride a bunch.
Nick and I are real Florida heads.
Isn't the Haunted Mansion not even there, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it's there. Because they have Disneyland.
They have Disney World and Land?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They'll just, copy shit.
Yeah. They're different, but they're the same.
They're basically the same. It's, the same premise, but, slightly different scenes.
I remember, for some reason, my memory is that the one in California is more southern than the one in Florida. But yeah. I haven't been the one in Florida for quite some time.
They, base the haunted house off of a manor house in the area, or they try to.
That makes sense.
That's sick.
So if you go to one in Paris,
that's just scary.
If you go to one in Paris, it's like a big old Eiffel Tower.
Oh, that's scary. I would hate to go to a European haunted house by Disney because it's real.
Yeah, Europe is probably more haunted than America.
Yeah, they're way older.
Living there longer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because not everybody becomes a ghost, and they have way more dead.
So true.
Europeans, so there's more of a chance for them.
But they're all socialists. They don't have debt. They don't have health care. Everyone gets a free car and goes to school for free. Gets free food. So, you know, there's no, what more would you have to do?
Yeah, what do those ghosts even have to be mad about?
Right.
They don't leave
American ghosts
undone.
Have so much to be
exactly.
mad about.
Yeah,
they only work 4 days a week. So it's
and they get 3 months of vacation. Yeah, they're right. Guys, I'm out of office for the next 3 months.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Okay. They all just take August off. Just the whole month of August.
So Fuckers. Sick, honestly. I'm so jealous.
Yeah, they're just, the European ghosts are just mad because Americans put too much water in coffee. And they're like, no, that's not right.
Do you know what else? Actually, there was a thread going around. You know, there's always the threads that are either I'm an American and I can't believe that the British eat this, mm-hmm. or I'm British and I can't believe the Americans eat this. And this person was so wrong that it really shocked me. They think it's crazy to put half and half in your coffee. And I'm like, we're right about this one. Half and half in the coffee is good.
I don't drink coffee, but I feel like that makes sense.
Yeah, I guess they think it's too. I don't. Why are you guys so mad?
It's too spicy.
Just because it's half cream, half milk.
They're this tastes too good.
Yeah, this tastes delicious. I hate it. I want it to taste bad.
Can you just put a little milk and a little heavy cream in there, and then it'd be the same thing?
Yeah, I think you could.
I mean, I guess that's what it is. If the, I mean, if they're saying, why don't you just do cream? I'm I might
it's too creamy.
I guess I'm on their side.
It's too creamy. The milk, and the milk is not creamy enough. Half and half is perfect.
It is. If you put heavy cream into coffee, it's weird.
It's gross.
I feel like it leaves a little bubble. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like weird. A film on
it. Yeah. Thank you. A film.
What did they give you in Europe? Because
I don't know.
Not really thought about it. I've used it this is good. Sure. Fine. When I have been
in
Europe.
You dirt. If you ask for anything in your coffee,
you have
they
to
give
have
you
tea.
Dirt.
They spit on you.
Can you put a fellow coffee drinker, or not fellow, other coffee drinkers, can you put sweetened condensed milk in coffee? What would that
be? Yes. Of course it is. So that's fucking good. Isn't that what Vietnamese iced coffee is?
A lot of times.
Sweetened condensed milk in it.
Cause
and it's good as hell.
I've had sweetened condensed milk on desserts recently. It is so good.
It's delicious.
Isn't that what I'm going to say something, or dulce de leche?
Yeah, dulce de leche. Yeah. Because you can make dulce de leche in the can by putting a can of sweetened condensed milk in a crock pot with water and heating it over time, and then you open it and it's just dulce de leche in there.
Well, because the caramel is just half burnt sugar, just burning the sugar and the sweetened condensed milk.
Sometimes there's milk and butter depending on what kind of caramel it is, but it's pretty much just melted sugar.
Coffee's just beans.
Damn, that's so true.
That's crazy.
I love my bean juice. But yeah, Brits, if you don't know, half and half is delicious in coffee. I don't know this. I don't know what this girl's damage was. Maybe she's mad because it tastes so good.
I would assume decently likely that the reason why we have half and half is probably some weird, fucked up, capitalist, but yet strange farming thing.
Yeah.
Subsidies. McDonald's.
They don't have half and half. They probably call it 60 grams cream, 60 grams milk.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. It's definitely called something different. for sure. And listen, I'm not trying to be like American food is better than other places. We eat a lot of trash. Like, yeah. I'm not trying to dispute that. It's just that on some things we are correct. And the half and half one really threw me for a loop.
Okay.
So I'm like, you're not going to make fun of us for eating McDonald's for every meal.
Every single meal.
You're not going to make fun of us for all of our processed, our sugar bread. Like, yeah, like you make fun of us for having too much sugar in our bread because that is a problem.
Mm. They call it half cream or mixing cream.
Shut the hell up. Why do the Brits put in their damn coffee?
Or light cream.
They put baked beans in their damn coffee.
They also have, like, special sugar that's more granular than ours. Smaller ones.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They make their coffee with blood.
So true. That'll explain it.
That's what the blood sausages are.
They make their tea from blood. History. Wow. What made you guys happy this little bit?
Guys, I got to see a damn full eclipse the first time.
Whoa. This week in my life.
Path of Totality?
We were in the Path of Totality. We had to drive a couple hours away.
To get to the path.
To get to where the Path of Totality was. And we got up for like over 4 minutes. Yeah, like, nice. It was honestly, and let me just say, preface by, it ended up taking us about 3 hours to get there because of traffic. And then what should have been a 2-hour drive home took 5 hours.
Yeah. Cool.
The traffic was so bad.
Because people can't drive at night, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Get them.
And it was still fucking worth it because it was one of the craziest, like, it was like probably the craziest thing I've ever experienced.
Oh, yeah. I've never seen a total eclipse. And that was, it, you know, it's just like on a primal level. I know Michael's like, I don't get it. You guys are fucking weird. The majesty of heaven's dumb.
Hates the eclipse.
Yeah, we went to like a cute little town that had like music playing. They had a moon pie eating contest.
Yes.
Things like that. And there's bathrooms and food. So it was really, really cute. And then doing it with a large group of people, right? Like, I guess a couple hundred. There's an energy there, right? Of like the entire social square, so to speak, just going, oh!
And like screaming when it happened. And there were also a couple of like older guys that had like cool telescopes set up. So we just kept going, like, you know, with the, like the mirror style so you could see it and it wouldn't burn your eyeballs off.
Yeah.
So we just like, I feel like we went to that guy at the telescope like,
oh, yeah.
like 25 times.
Oh, yeah. Like every couple of minutes, like, I could look at the sun
again.
But like, if you're a totality, you can take your glass. You can take the protective.
You take your glasses off and just look at it, and it's like, holy fuck! Yeah. It is a black circle with the corona all around it, and there was a solar flare happening at like the bottom of it, so there was like a bright spot.
Yeah,
it was crazy.
It was nuts. Yeah, and I guess like where we went had 4 minutes and 9 seconds of totality, and like that was one of the most amounts you could have gotten, right? So. Very, very hashtag blessed. Shout out Jackson, Missouri.
Yeah, and I was not prepared for like, oh yeah, it got dark.
Yeah.
Like, because at first, like, the, like while it was like almost there, the, everything you just kind of like looks weird out here right now. Like, kind of like when like a storm is rolling in. So it looked like it looked like you basically were walking around with sunglasses on, but you did not have sunglasses on.
But then
once it actually hit, it looked like twilight, like it was dark. Like dark
movie.
with like a little edge. It looks like what it looks like when the sun goes beyond the horizon, like down.
We had a lot of clouds here, unfortunately. It was really neat because it just suddenly went really dark. and everyone was outside still. Like, oh my God. It was still cool. Even though
Do you think the government in situations like that should hire like airplanes or bombs to go to go make hole in sky? Do you guys think that?
Yeah.
What?
To stop the cloud coverage is what he said.
Yeah, to hit the clouds so you can see it so it's beautiful.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay. Yeah, they should have used the CERN or whatever that people think fucks with the weather.
The Large Hadron Collider.
The Hadron Collider. Yeah, yeah they should have done that. But yeah, it was really cool, and I feel like experiencing like a natural wonder with a bunch of strangers is like, okay, maybe humans don't deserve to be hit by an asteroid.
Yeah, absolutely.
You should have said to everybody there, we've done this experience together. We'll be friends forever now.
Yeah, we should. We made friends with the old guy with a cool telescope and a camera that was near us. I hope he does send us his footage that he got because he was doing like a time lapse of the eclipse, and that was that seemed cool to
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, the eclipse. I really will say, like, because I was on a bad deadline for work, to the extent that I had to miss Gapcast this week because I was still working. And I was like, didn't want to go at first. And I have to say, if you're in this situation where you're like, oh, I got to do a thing, but the eclipse is happening, go see the eclipse. Yeah, go do it.
Once in a lifetime, it's worth it. Thing.
Yeah.
It's in worth
20
it.
20 years when it's somewhat feasible for it to happen again near you.
Well, people live in other places, so maybe it will happen wherever you
Alaska,
are.
Alaska, Spain,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I think the next one's in Iceland or something.
Yeah, I heard that as well.
Aren't there hella cheap flights to Iceland, like, all mm-hmm. the time?
Iceland's mm-hmm. cool as hell if you've never been. They have Viking
I would like
beer.
To go.
Ooh, that's fun.
Neat.
My thing, Nick, what's your thing? Are you going to do Fallout?
I don't know what I'm going to do.
Oh, okay, then I'll do Fallout just in case. Because sometimes when we like avoid things,
from the person, the other person.
Okay, then I will do Fallout. Jesus Christ! I don't know. I don't really have anything.
The eclipse.
I mean, we recorded.
We can talk about Fallout.
Didn't we record last Sunday?
Yeah.
So we haven't had as much time to be happy. No. And I've just been doing the same things I've been doing.
Oh, we did. The same that's what we did forever.
Didn't we?
Recorded every week.
Yeah, you're already
used to it. I was happier then. I'll say there's a new magic set out based on cowboys, and that's been really fun.
Did you get that? I was just getting pop-up ads for it.
Yeah, I bought one of the Commander Precons, Most Wanted, and I bought the, like, box thingy that comes with 9 booster packs, and it was, like, really fun to open the packs again, and I could feel the shake has started. I could feel my
I need it.
Like, I could buy another pack. I could buy another pack. I could just want an extra pack. I just buy an extra pack.
It is really funny how often our dining room table just becomes fully covered in magic cards. Mm-hmm. I came down today and I was like, excuse me, sir, may I have a sliver of our dining room table to work on notes for our podcast?
Well, I had a organized deck.
It's actually very cute and funny. It makes me laugh when I come down to see it. I support you in your magic. Because if you're playing magic, then I can continue to watch wrestling like a psycho upstairs. Yeah. So it works out for me.
Well, let's talk about Fallout. Fallout's a game series, but they just came out with a TV show on Amazon Prime. It's really good. It's Ella Parnell, Walton Goggins, Aaron Moten are like the three main people. But it is like pretty in line with the games. There's a vault dweller, and something happens to her dad, and then she has to like go out and find him.
So a Fallout game. Oh,
yeah, it is a Fallout-ass Fallout game.
Yeah, and it's like very silly, like Fallout games are, and like I'm pretty impressed with some of their practical effects.
Yeah,
I think, maybe.
Hmm.
It is very good. Like, the world is really fucked up. There's lots of like, well, you lost a limb. Time to like screw on a new one.
Yeah, it's really gory, which is funny. And it's like played for slapstick.
Yeah, that is very true.
Yeah.
But it's just like, I don't know. There hasn't been a lot of shows like this. It's like an adventure show where he's trying to like get something done, and it's a fish out of water story.
Yeah,
I definitely have heard good things about it. Like, I've been seeing people talk about it on the timeline.
Just watch the first episode. I think you'll be hooked as long as you're not. Diana was turned off by the gore.
I love gore though.
Yeah, pregnant woman with a. Well, I guess I won't say it's in the trailer, but whatever. It's really fun, and I like all the like anything with Walton Goggins in it is gonna be good.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Him being like a ghoul is so much fun.
Yeah, he is. Not a what do they call him, smooth skin, or he's a he is a ghoul. He's a 219 year old ghoul.
That is so good. Like,
any of the art for it,
yeah,
he was around during like right before the before the bombs went off, and you're like, how does he survive? Well, he's like a mutant ghoul.
Yeah, ghouls live forever,
as long as they can have their medicine.
Yeah,
and you see it when you meet him in the present day. He's like in drugs, like,
or else they turn feral.
Is it kind of like basically you like they it's like a zombie kind of like they'll turn
it's kind of like zombie-ish.
Sort of
it's based in the 60s, like it starts in the 60s, and it's like what they imagine like radiated life would be like, you know, ghouls and monsters.
I actually think because you guys are not a lot of Night of the Living Dead, like the first like real zombie movie. I think they call them ghouls in that. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
I'm a double check. Come on.
I feel like we're like smart. It was like, oh, if you get a bunch of radiation, what's going to happen is you're going to get cancer and die is what would really happen. But in this world, you know, you just develop mutations and stuff. So that's fun.
Have you watched it, Michael? I've watched three episodes.
Sorry, I just want to confirm. Yes, they do call them ghouls, and they don't use the word zombie. They call them ghouls and not a living dead, which you should watch if you haven't seen it. It's a good movie.
It is next on our list after we finish Shogun.
Hell yeah. Oh, not of the Fallout. Not of the Living Dead. Not that makes more sense.
Yeah. Nick, how much have you watched?
I'm on episode 5. Mm. I want to say 5.
Yeah, I like that they introduced like flashbacks, and that's like really fun to see the world before.
Unlike in the game, you're just like, you know, vault dweller. In this, like, it like flashes back to her vault, like in present day, it flashes back to like, oh, let's see Walton Goggins, like. Yeah, like what he was doing right before the.
Yeah, it's a really good choice.
Sorry, I keep bringing up Night of the Living Dead. But no, because I need to clarify, because in the movie, it's suggested that the ghouls are created from radiation from a space probe.
Mm. Interesting.
So that, and you're saying it starts in the 60s, and that's when that movie came out. So I'm just wondering the Fallout. Not the Living Dead crossovers. So.
Yeah, Ella Purnell, aka Lucy, and the show, like. Because the Vault Dwellers are raised in the 60s, they're very, like, 60s coded. And so her line is okie dokie. So anytime something really fucked up happens, she goes, okie dokie.
That's fun. Hey, gang, I got one. It's Wrexham again.
Yes!
The way Michael smiled before.
I knew. Oh, here it comes. I knew what it was going to be.
I'm so happy for you. What happened?
It's great.
Well, spoilers. We got promoted again.
Let's go!
Was this the last game of the season, or is there like
There's two more games.
And you can just like fucking beef it on these ones.
We can beef it on the last two games, doesn't matter. Or if Stockport beefs it, then we could potentially still win the league.
Let's go!
Alright, so you should live in Stockport. Top two get promoted? Is that right?
Top three get promoted, and then there's a playoff for a fourth team. It's just like that in this one league. They're all different. It's very confusing.
Wait, so four teams get promoted?
Four teams from this league get promoted, and two get relegated.
Ooh, they go back down.
Wait.
Yes.
And it, so in the next league, four must get relegated. Is that right?
Yes, four have to get relegated.
Otherwise, they'll just keep getting bigger and bigger.
Yes,
I think that's really interesting, the way that's set up, where like the teams move around. Mm-hmm. Like, to the extent that I kind of was right. It would not work. I don't know how it would work, but I think it'd be really fun in wrestling. Like, we're trading these guys for this amount of time. They're going over there. Mm-hmm. We're getting these new ones from over here.
It turns out that our system is broken, as always, in favor of rich people. You don't have to be good.
A couple of rich guys went over there and are like fucking running the charts there.
Yeah, no. I mean, rich guys are doing great everywhere, but
for rich guys.
Shout out, guys, they're doing so good.
But like, yeah, no, it's the our teams will never like. Will never fall because it's just it's very boring the way we do it. It's just so like,
who's we?
Well, America. Getting promoted is very exciting. But like when they get relegated, they like lose a big portion of their income, right? So they can't buy better players, and then they don't get promoted.
So it's like no child left behind.
Exactly.
Yeah.
For footy.
Yeah, no, it's like the way we do it, it's just there's no stakes, you know, like if your team does really bad, then you get rewarded with a good draft pick. Whereas in here, if your team does really bad, they could like cease to exist.
That's right. So, it's very like sink or swim. Like.
Yeah. So I bring it up also because May 2nd is the premiere of the documentary. They moved it up a bunch. So if you're following along the documentaries, they had been coming out much, much later. But now it's coming out May 2nd.
And is that covering this?
It's coming the season? current season that's happened. That just, it's still happening. And that season 3, episode 1, tiniest chance that you'll see a little blurb, a little blob somewhere. If they show the Philadelphia game where it rained really hard.
you might see me standing out in the rain.
I hope you're in it for the full minute. Just on
I hope.
Face.
I hope they like fucked up and they just filmed you.
Yeah. I don't.
This is the only thing.
Everyone's like, have. What is this? Who's this guy?
I don't think that's what happened.
It's Michael dropping nachos on his shirt and then crying.
This fan paid all this money to see this, and all he got was spilled nachos. And it's just you being like, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
And then you at home being like, what the fuck?
And they followed you to your house. I didn't hear right now. And behind that door.
I don't know. Not Rob or Ryan, but like somebody else who is famous in the Wrexham world, and you're just like freaking out. I don't know. I'm going
to call him Mullen.
Chip.
Yeah, there you go.
Mullen. Chip McGinley is back there, and you're like, oh my God, it's Chip.
I just have to say, Michael, I feel like it's the way that you talk about your footy, like you're like, oh no, I'm bringing up the footy. But I love like kind of keeping up from a distance, like what my friends are into. It's like checking in, like what's going on over here? You know, like I do the same thing with Tim if he's like playing a video game. Yeah. It's like what's going on in the world of Yakuza or whatever?
Yeah, I saw the Hangout chat blow up and I was like, something good for Wrexham.
Yep.
Well, it was fun because it's weird and complicated in a confusing way. So me and our editor got to explain to Nick what all the different leagues were.
There is so many of them. So they're in League One now. They will be in League One. So they're one below the leagues where people know what they are, right?
The championship. Is different than the Champions League. They're very, we got very
wow.
Are they
the championship is the second highest.
Are they one away from the second highest?
Michael, no, the champion French fries. I know they call chips. That's a little UK joke for the folks out there.
my understanding is they're one away. Is that
next they could potentially they won't get
let's say they get
too much to get promoted again. They won't.
Let's say they get promoted again. Okay, they get
mid-table. Michael, you gotta believe.
Well, I do.
Angels in the outfield.
What league are they going into?
The one after this would be the championship. And then after that would be the Premier League.
Okay.
They're going all the way, baby. I believe it.
I'm like Ted Lasso over here. I think it's, they're gonna make it.
It's exponential how much more money you need. But yeah, no, in Ted Lasso, when they get relegated the first season, they go into the championship.
I think Hugh Jackman's going to come in with them, and like they're gonna do it.
They're gonna need Hugh Jackman and a couple.
Hugh Jackman,
and a Saudi oil baron or something. Shit.
Yeah,
and Small Jackman. Mm. Like I think they're gonna sell the team.
I hope not.
They're gonna sell.
Oh, this be so. He sold Mint Mobile to fucking T-Mobile. What do you think is gonna happen, Michael?
They're gonna sell like. Controlling interests. They're going
to
be.
That's you and every other EFL fan wants to believe that. That's
Michael's holding out hope.
They're going to be. They're going to get bored and they're going to leave.
I don't think they're going to get bored. That's what per se, that's what. But I think about. Like now that they're League Oneers or whatever. Like,
all right, where can you find you guys on Twitter?
Well, guys, you can find our editor, Steven, who also loves to learn about or talk about the footy. At @_baddm. You can follow me on Twitter @JenniferSheik.
You can follow me on Twitter @TimLanning.
I'm @ThriftyNerd.
And I'm @Arbrista.
Thank you, everyone. Until next time, sincerely, dear Internet.
Do they even have oranges in Florida?
All right, Michael, you better watch it.
Now,
I was with you for a little bit on that one there, but
that was too far.
You're going to piss
him off.